did Mac own WMAX in Boston at the time?
Yes. I don't know. He had a brother, and I don't know if his brother owned a part of that or not. But, yeah, at the time, I don't know if he owned it at that time. Mm-hmm. I may have been in error there. He had an advertising agency in Philly. Richmond always smoked cigars, Smokey's big cigars. I remember one year, one Christmas, he came in. We had another part-time guy who was in the Army. The Lord knows what happened to him. His name was Howard Levy. He worked just part-time, and he was in there when Richmond brought us all a wallet or something for Christmas, and Howard said, who'd you get this trade out from? And Howard was the guy who evidently sold our record library to two or three different people at the same time, and they started coming around wanting to get their record.